Isaiah chapter 52. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful clothing, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Because from now on there will no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. Because this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says, my people went down formerly into Egypt to live there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here? Says the Lord Jehovah. That my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them cause them to howl, says the Lord Jehovah, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore my people will know my name. Therefore they will know in that day that I am he who speaks, indeed, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Who brings good news of good, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen will lift up the voice. With the voice together they will sing. Because they will see eye to eye, when the Lord, Jehovah, will bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. Because the Lord, Jehovah, has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord, Jehovah, has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing, go out of the midst of her. Be clean, who carry the vessels of the Lord Jehovah. Because you will not go out quickly, nor go by flight. Because the Lord Jehovah will go before you. And the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Indeed, my servant will deal prudently, he will be exalted and praised, and be very high. As many were astonished at you. His appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, the kings will shut their mouths at him. Because that which had not been told them they will see, and that which they had not heard they will consider.